You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Racing Podcast for Thursday. My name is Jack and I'm joined by James Millman for this edition. James, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you very much.
Excellent. I should mention, by the way, that we are going to look at races from Wincanton, Southwell and Chelmsford later on, and that on Thursday, Chepstow will inspect ahead of Friday's meeting. But the front of the Racing Post, James, leads with news about Beauvau de Aire switching to the champion hurdle. Bit of a surprise.
Yeah, perhaps a little bit of a surprise, because obviously JP McManus has quite a few horses that could be going for this contest, but the race itself has actually proven to be quite a weak renewal-ish. Obviously, we've lost Annie Power. Faheen didn't see him at the weekend, which is a little bit of a concern, because obviously he's had a lot of injuries now. We've not seen him for a whole year since he won the Irish Champion Hurdle a year ago. So it's got to be a little bit of a concern whether he's going to appear. And there just isn't that many classy individuals around. And Diver there, he's done well over fences, to be fair. He's not been disappointing, I don't think, but he perhaps lacks the scope of Altior. Altior obviously won the Supreme last year. Beauvau de Aire was only third in that race, and I can't really see him turning around the form over fences, so it kind of makes sense to go back over hurdles, and he's a very interesting contender, because I'd say it's not a great race. Yanworth doesn't run at the weekend, so hopefully it's only minor with him, but there's nothing particularly eye-catching for the race, so I'm not surprised they're doing that decision.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Yanworth. The news has come in the last couple of hours, not running this weekend. Was supposed to go at Sandown, but won't be racing there. They do say that Yanworth is going to be fit enough for the champion hurdle. They've been quite bullish about the chances of it making the race at Cheltenham. What do you think? Do you think that's a run is needed before then, or
not particularly? We see it time and time again. A lot of trainers run them at Christmas period and then give them a break for the festival. Because obviously we've got Cheltenham Aintree and then Punchestown, so you can't really keep on running all the time. So it's not a massive concern, but obviously the plan was to go to Sandown. So it's never ideal that a trainer changes plan due to perhaps a slight setback. So that'd be a little bit of a worry, but we've still got another month and a bit before Cheltenham. So I think it's about 43 days. So there's plenty of time to get them ready. Faheen is definitely a bigger worry, because you've not seen him all year. And obviously he's had a leg injury, so we don't know if he's quite as good as what he was.
Yeah, well, the prices are up on the William Hill website under the tab Future Races. Faheen 7-4. That seems like too short a price considering the layoff.
Yeah, you couldn't be backing Faheen at that price, because we don't even know he's going to get there. If he appears at Cheltenham first run of the year, yes, that's fair enough, because at least William Munnings would not be running if he wasn't 100% fit, but he might not even get there. So for me, I'd wait. Connections are still going to try and get a run into him before Cheltenham, just to give him a bit of a pipe over. I'm sure there's a conditions race or something in Ireland that he might pop up in, where he'll be about 10-1 on. You won't learn a lot, but you'll learn these fits. So for me, I'd wait till then. We've got a little bit of value probably each way. Beauvau de Aire for me, he's a horse that I think you know he's going to be targeted at that race. He seems to be pretty sound. He runs very often. And the fact that Nick Henderson's made the switch does suggest he's got a good chance.
Yeah, currently 6-1 in the betting. So Faheen 7-4, Yanworth 7-2. You've got Petit Moucher at 5-1, Beauvau de Aire 6s, Brain Power 8s, Vroom Vroom Mag 8s as well. And then you're down to Jetski at 14s bar. Any bigger prices perhaps worthy of a second glance?
Well, Footpad was eye-catching enough the other day at over in Ireland. 25-1, he might not be a bad each-way price bearing on. He wasn't too far behind Petit Moucher. Petit Moucher's 5-1, Footpad's 25s. Ridden quite patiently by Daryl Jacob. If he'd been a little bit more positive, perhaps he might have finished a bit closer. So if you want one at a massive price, I wouldn't put you off Footpad at 25-1.
Okay, Footpad 25-1 then in the champion hurdle. Don't forget, by the way, if you are having a bet on any of this year's races at Cheltenham, there is the William Hill Festival non-runner insurance. If your horse misses the festival altogether, you will get your money back. And if your horse runs in a different race, you get your stake back as a free bet, which you can use on any race at all at the festival. Terms and conditions are on the William Hill website. Anything else that's caught your attention in the Racing Post, James, today?
No, a bit of a quiet time. Like you say, Wednesday's generally a quiet day of the week. Obviously, we're gearing up for the weekend and the previous weekend's gone by. Obviously, we did some great racing at the weekend with many clouds accepted. And now horses are just being put away really for Cheltenham. We're not going to see too much, I wouldn't think, in the coming days for Cheltenham races. But really starting to look forward to Cheltenham already.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, about 40-odd days away, you sort of see that decline with weekends, don't you, just before the Cheltenham Festival and then, of course.
Yeah, definitely, especially because you've got the three festivals where people want the horses to peak for then. And the ground is going to get very heavy in the next couple of weeks. We've got a lot of rain forecast. We've actually had quite a dry December, January, which has meant that a lot of horses that want top of the ground actually haven't had the opportunity to run, whereas normally it's been very, very heavy ground. We've not quite had that recently, so all these fast ground horses won't be able to run anyway in the next couple of weeks. Different type of style. Keep an eye on Venetia Williams. I think that's the key. Her horses love the soft ground.
Yeah, she had a couple of winners on Tuesday as well. I noticed Venetia Williams, the stable, hitting form there. Right, okay, so on Thursday, there are meetings from Wincanton, Chelmsford and Southall, and also from Toaster, the William Hill High Five meeting is Wincanton. In any of those races, if your horse wins by five lengths or more, you'll get a 25% win bonus. If your horse is beaten into second by five lengths or more, you'll get your money back as a free bet. We're going to start with Wincanton, seeing as we just mentioned it, and we're going to look at the 3.10. This is a handicap hurdle, class 3, over the 2 miles and 3 furlongs. And there are 10 going to post at the time of recording on heavy ground. Might be a bit of a slog tomorrow at Wincanton in some of these races.
Definitely a lot of rain forecast. Just watching Hereford today, that's really hard work. So, over Wincanton, not too far apart really geographically, and I think the ground's going to be really, really hard work there for Wincanton tomorrow. Some cracking race and a 15 grand handicap hurdle for these 10 runners, and it's very, very competitive stuff. Lots of these have been on a bit of a winning run. River Frost has lightly raced over hurdles for Alan King, but he's won two of his three starts. Up £10 for that last success. He's definitely very, very interesting. But 11-10-11, not going to be easy in these conditions. That would be a slight concern for me. So I'm going to go for the Paul Nicholls runner, Copan de Classe, who, again, is lightly raced. Only had four starts in his life, but won very nicely last night. This is Paul Nicholls' local track. Likes to target races at Wincanton. And he could be a really interesting type, getting £12 from River Frost. That might well be key in very, very heavy ground. Of the others, keep an eye out for Willow's Saviour. And the Skeltons horse was one of their stars when they first started training. Obviously, had a layoff due to injury, but probably come to the boil now. Had a couple of runs this season. Not disgraced from seventh in a competitive race last time. This is easier. He could be an each way one at a price. But for me, I'll go for the Paul Nicholls horse, Copan de Classe, for me.
Yeah, Copan de Classe, ridden by Sam Twiston Davis in the 3.10 at Wincanton. It's a handicap hurdle and it's over the 2 miles and 3 furlongs. 35 minutes later, we're going to take a look at the 3.45 from Wincanton. Again, decent prize money for a Wednesday here. This is a handicap chase, class 3. Horses rated between 0 and 140 are in this one. Of the 11 runners, who immediately catches your attention?
Yeah, 22 grand offer, so a cracking handicap chase to look forward to at Wincanton tomorrow. Unlike the handicap hurdle, we've got a lot of horses that are very progressive, unexposed. These are generally the opposite. The Mr. McQuaid exposure, also like Benny's Mist, who's got a lot of back class, but has had a bit of a disappointing spell recently for Venetia Williams and Leon Treadwell. But like you said, when the ground gets heavy, Venetia's horses normally come into our own. This is a much easier task for Benny's Mist. This time last year, he was placing much more competitive races at Newbury and Ascot. If he can find that level of form, he could go very well in this much weaker contest. Those are the solid. You've got to mention Dusky Lark, second in his last four starts. Got to be a little bit of a concern, but he was second to Poker School at Ascot in a really competitive chase. It's disappointing he didn't win over course distance last time out, but he's definitely a solid one if you don't want to take a chance on Benny's Mist. Of the others, Pilgrim's Bay is pretty consistent for Neil Mulholland. He's only 7 years old, pretty young and progressive. He's definitely interesting. And the other Venetia Williams runner, Victor Tozane, he's also interesting. Won last time out, but not been seen for 328 days. Slight concern, fitness, especially heavy ground. And you'd imagine Leon Treadwell, who rode both these horses last time out, Benny's Mist and Vic de Touzane, he's chosen Benny's Mist. So for me, I'll be favouring Benny's Mist out of the Venetia Williams runners. Right at the bottom of the weights, Flame and Charm is obviously interesting. 10 stone 6, said earlier in the handicap hurdle. Heavy ground, it is ideal if you have got a lightweight. So he's probably the most interesting one of those lightly weighted. Champion jockey Rich Johnson is booked. won over course distance and was a good second last time, so he's another alternative. I'm going to take a chance on Benny's Mist as a selection because he's got a lot of back class. There's a dropping grade, and Venetia Williams horses love heavy ground, so Benny's Mist will be the one for me.
Okay, Benny's Mist to hopefully rack up another winner for the Venetia Williams yard in 3:45 at Wincanton. Right, we're switching to the flat now and on to the all-weather at Southwell for the 3:30. This is a handicap class 4. And just a small field here, just the 5 of them go.
Yeah, only 5 runners for this race at Southwell to 3:30, which is a little bit disappointing. There's 8 grand on offer. Southwell, Fibre Sand, course form is key. We've only got one course distance winner in the field, and that is Serenity Now. Brian Anderson's runner has got that course distance win next to his name. Lightly raced, only one run on the turf, sorry, on the flat last year. Hasn't been seen for 44 days, but he's definitely the interesting one in this contest because, like I say, there's very little course form on offer. Good claimer, Ben Robinson claiming £7. He's ridden quite a few winners recently. So that £7 takes him to 8 stone 5, so he's got no weight on his back, and this isn't a particularly competitive contest. Faithful Creek, got to mention him. Trained by Mick Appleby, a lot of his horses excel on the Fibre Sand. He hasn't actually won at the track. He's just been struggling recently. This is a weaker race than what he has been running in. He's run 81, and the new rules means he sneaks into this 0-80 as those rated 1 or 2 pounds above the band can now run these races. That's a dropping grade for him, so he will find it easy. He's definitely the danger to Serenity. Now, Esteem didn't show a great deal when well beaten 5th at Wolverhampton last time out. Orbor has been disappointing for James Given, needs to bounce back. In Dizzy Heights, bit of back class for this filly trained by Stuart Kiddo, a 5-year-old, hasn't won yet, but very disappointing when making its return after a layoff last time. So I'm going to stick with Serenity Now. I think that course in his form is key. Good 7-mile claimer. He's got every chance.
Okay, Serenity Now in the 3:30 at Southwell. And finally, we're going to look at Chelmsford, which is the evening meeting over the all-weather, as it so often is on a Thursday evening. This is the race at 7:30, and it's over the 1 mile and 6 furlongs. 8 runners here in this one. Where do we start looking?
Yeah, interesting race. Eye-catching for me is actually my dad's horse, Cotton Club, won it last year, so a competitive contest. This one, I like Ride Lightning, trained by Archie Watson. First season training, he's made a really, really good start. This horse has done well for him, winning 3 times. Won nicely 23 days ago. Handicap hasn't put him up too much, so I think he's got a great chance of following up under Luke Morris. Josephine Gordon gets on well with Paris Magic. This one won a maiden at Newcastle. A little bit disappointing last time when he finished in 4th, but he's got every chance of bouncing back. What isn't the most competitive of races? Simon Dowell's done having a cracking start to 2017. El Campeon was a good second last time. He's definitely dangerous. That's probably the main danger to Ride Lightning. But an interesting race. Those at the top of the weights have been a little bit disappointing recently. Love You Whatever. Handicap looks like to have that one in its grip. Third on 2 of its 3 starts this year, but just needs to improve on the bare form. The Twizzler was a very decent horse for Jane Chappell-Heim. Has completely lost its way. That might bounce back under Martin Lane, replacing a £7 claimer. And Mid-Tech Star also needs to improve, but keep an eye on the market with Ian Williams training that one. But I'm going to stick with Ride Lightning. I think Archie Watson's horse has got a great chance of making it 4 wins for the rookie trainer.
Okay, Ride the Lightning and the selection in the 7:30 at Chelmsford. Just a quick recap. So Ride the Lightning, 7:30 Chelmsford. Serenity Now, 3:30 at Southwell. Then the 2 races from Wincanton got Copander Class for Paul Nichols in the 3:10. And Benny's Mist for Venetia Williams in the 3:45. James, thank you very much.
No problem.
And good luck with all of your bets. Don't forget to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio to hear how all of them get on and hear commentary of every single race on Thursday. Thank you for listening. The Racing Podcast will be back for Friday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.